So continuing story of how he has gone to the dogs. It's from the Muppet Show. I didn't need to say it, so it went away. But anyhow, our discussion this morning is already tuned into most of the Bible study stuff about the coming deception, and I really believe that we're in the throe of seeing more deceiving things in and around and pointed towards the believers of Jesus Christ than we've ever seen in my lifetime, right? I've never seen things that I'm seeing right now, right? And we talked about the times of Obama all the way back to the times of Reagan and the influences that we have had with our misunderstanding of the times and the seasons that we were in, right? We proclaiming something that we thought we knew about, but we really didn't know anything about until the time passes and we look back and we say, wow, I spoke about things I saw, and what I saw was real for the time that I was in, but it didn't grow into the disaster that I was expecting, right? Obama was not the Antichrist,
right?
He wasn't. How many thought that he was?
Right? I thought he was a type.
A type, yeah, amen, amen. And I'm with you. I believe that he's controlled with the prince of the power of the air, and I believe that Michelle is actually Michael, all right?
I believe he was one of the horns.
Or is he still in? I really think that individual, Obama, is still pulling the strings.
I do too.
I don't, because I'm sure that Biden is not.
I think he's not anymore. I think Jill's pulling those
strings. Jill, yeah.
She doesn't want to leave.
No, she doesn't want to leave. You know?
Well, Satan's kingdom is divided.
Amen.
That's why it will not stand.
That's why it will not stand.
Each other. Like you've said all along. Jill, Obama, we know who's really leading these things. It's the power of the prince of the power of the air. And his kingdom will not stand. That's why they're divided.
Yeah. And so earlier today, we were talking about deception. All right. And we're still talking about deception. In fact, for the next little while, we're going to be going over a bunch of scriptures about the coming deception. We got time after time in the Word of God that says, be not deceived.
Right.
Don't be deceived. Don't be not deceived. God's not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that he shall also reap. Now, that means everything we do, if we put it out there, we're going to reap back from it. The over-concern about the political system of the world, we sow into that, we're going to reap from that. What we're going to reap is insecurity, fear, untrust. What else would you reap from believing
stable,
in?
Paranoia.
Paranoia. Yeah.
I think you hit us perfect. Fear.
Yeah.
Fear.
Yeah. Fear.
We're not given the spirit of fear.
Yeah.
I'm to be patient, right?
Yep. Long suffering.
That's right.
Filled with love and joy.
Yep.
Right. Peace. Right. All those things are supposed to be our fruit.
Power.
And
I think it's okay
mind.
To speculate, but I think if you're going to harden yourself to an opinion before you really have it, because we kind of do want to do that.
Right.
We want to, I got this settled now.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I want it now. But as I look at prophecy, almost every time it happens, it's all, they recognize it when they see it.
Yes.
But it didn't come out the way they thought it was.
Right.
And you know, not for nothing, the old Puritans,
yes.
The old Reformation teachers and stuff, they were going from their point, their where they're situated in time.
Yes.
And they were looking at things, and you look at it now and you go, well, that's absurd.
Yeah.
How can that be? But that was where they were.
That's where they
and
were.
That's where we are.
And these were not light-footed guys either, man.
Amen.
They lived
now,
the word.
They didn't have all the internet and stuff to distract them from the word of God. Those
right.
Puritans, they were solid, right, in the Word of God.
First century, I read a lot of first century
yes.
Christianity.
Clement and
all them, I read
yeah.
a lot. They believed that they were living in the time, and that Rome was the mystery of Babylon, and that the Caesars
yeah.
were the Antichrist.
Yep.
You know, that's why I say, I mean, to me, what was obvious to me is when I wanted to study Revelation, prophecy, end times, I wanted to know, how's this play out? But what God showed me is, no, this is about you getting closer to me.
Actually, what Jesus said is not for you to know the times and the seasons.
Right.
I don't need to know how it plays out.
Right. And that's why I think prophecy is, Curtis.
Yeah.
And especially the book of Revelation, that when you read it, you go, I could be living in that time.
Right.
And you prepare yourself
mm-hmm.
for the coming of
and
Christ.
Every generation.
Because not
everyone
is going to end.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, from the time John finished it, we've been, Jesus said we're in the last days.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
we've been in the last days for 2,000
years. For 2,000
years,
plus.
And I think
yeah.
that is to prepare you that he could. This could be the time.
Yeah. Not to be overly concerned about that.
Right.
We talked about it from Matthew 24. There's going to be false prophets. There's going to be false Christ. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in diverse places. Pestilence, you read from Luke, there's going to be pestilence. There's going to be diseases. COVID is going to, the bird flu.
Right.
Swine flu.
Fear.
2,000 millennium computer meltdown.
Yeah,
2,000. Microsoft.
Right, right. All Microsoft, the
right.
The blue screen thing that just happened this weekend. All of those things are to get you to look over here. Go squirrel, right? Y'all remember that cartoon?
Yeah, but I think it's also to let us know.
Come on.
What the Word of God says is true.
Yes.
Right.
We haven't gotten to the finish yet, but when I see this stuff happening, I say, I
yeah.
can see why this is happening.
That's right.
As you see
and
the
it
day
is
approaching.
To deceive,
amen. Yeah. Tells us in Hebrew, as you see the day approaching.
What
right?
manner of person ought,
ought
to
you
be.
To be? Yeah.
All
right.
Gospel.
Do we see the day approaching? Amen and amen.
Yep.
But Jesus told us that the day was going to be approaching 2,000 years ago.
That's right.
And
we.
Husband.
Pardon?
And it has been.
It has been.
That's right.
The day has been approaching.
And we're closer today than we were last Saturday.
Amen. Well, we just looked in John on Wednesday that Jesus said that Satan was kicked out of heaven. In the book of John, chapter, where are we in chapter 19, I think?
12.
In chapter 12. All right, so in that, in chapter 12, he said that, listen, Satan's kicked out of heaven. Well, was he actually kicked out of heaven? No, because we know right now he's still the accuser of the
right.
brethren. He's roaming around the earth, seeking whom he may devour,
yeah.
who he might deceive. And you know who he wants to deceive more than any other
yes.
people group? Us.
And he will use all manners to do it.
Yeah. Well, lying wonders. We're told in the Revelation, we're told in Daniel, we're told throughout the Word of God that there's going to be lying wonders in the heavens. We're going to see things in the heavens that in their day, we are seeing things in the heavens that they've never seen before. All right? Supposedly, the Hubble telescope just found 6 new moving red dots on the horizon outside of our universe that's supposedly rushing toward Earth.
Live in fear.
Live in fear. Be afraid.
UFOs are signs in the heavens.
Oofs! Yeah, that's what you get when you get punched in the belly. Oof. Right? It's a UFO. Unidentified flying object. I could take something out of my pocket right now and throw it real quick. You know what we had? Unidentified flying object. But are they real? I do believe, and I can't prove this by anything, but I believe that these flying saucers are actually demonic spirit, devil spirits.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that these... from the Clyde centrifugal thing that they did, splitting the...
Oh, you're talking about this...
Collider.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. We'll say that again, huh?
The Large Hadron Collider.
CERN.
Yeah, CERN.
I know two guys that are probably not saved, but Clayton Morris and Tucker Carlson
yeah.
have been doing a lot of looking into the UFOs.
Yeah.
And they came to a spot where they said, we can't do this anymore. This is too dark.
Yeah.
And they believe that it's spiritual.
Spiritual.
Yeah.
They believe that, but they don't even talk to their wives about it. In fact, they get to a certain point and they say,
this far, no further.
I'm
I don't need to know no more. Right? So
it's too dark.
Yeah.
In this Matthew 24, if you'll flip over there to it real quick, and I just got a 24:21 and following, but the whole of 24 is a great place. I think most of this would was already talked about before Sunday school. I think Tom read it, was going through it. verse 21 of chapter 24, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ, false prophets, and show great signs and wonders, inasmuch that if it were possible, that they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before." All right? Look at what he said.
It's 24.
Right, huh?
Yeah, no, that, it, go ahead.
Yeah. And so look at what he said. There is going to arise falseness. And they're going to be so convincing that even the born-again believer, spirit-led people are going to be sucked into it.
But how?
Go ahead.
They're doing signs. Okay, so there's always been false Christ.
Yes.
There's always been false prophets. They've always arisen. But I've not seen any of them pull off a sign or a wonder in the heavens.
Right.
I have not seen that yet.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Well, and when Jesus was talking about this, would not an airplane be a sign and the wonder in the heavens?
But, well, he's saying that the false prophets are showing great signs.
Yes, yeah.
I mean,
and we have that picture again in the Revelation.
Right.
Right? That he's that there are going to be great signs. And
Curtis,
again, wisdom. Like, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Janice and Jambres is a type.
Yeah, yeah.
Of false prophets and false Christ, right? They did miracles.
Yes.
And people were going, whoa.
And if you don't know who he's talking about, these are the priests that stood with Pharaoh during Moses' time when Moses came.
That's right. So they are calling up things that are abnormal.
Yes.
And they're coming down and it's fooling. It could even fool the Vera elect unless you're here.
They were mimicking the things that the man of God did.
Yes.
Now remember, Mo.
He,
thank you.
Calling up the supposed to be the spirit.
Yes. They're doing it.
Yeah.
They literally turned those sticks into serpents.
Mm-hmm.
They literally did some of the stuff Moses was pulling off the whip. They literally were doing these things. They weren't anomalies or they weren't fake. They were literally doing them.
Go ahead, Kevin.
In the mimicking of what God does, this is the false prophet and false Christ. I'm thinking that's kind of when the Antichrist comes, he is going to come at a time that would seem to fulfill prophecy.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're
going
to mimic the end of days.
Yeah.
All the lying signs and wonders. And then here comes our Savior, who is absolutely not our Savior.
Jesus said there's one coming in his own name.
That's right.
And him you will follow.
And we say it all the time. Don't believe the first one.
Amen.
Right?
Right? And how do we know not to believe the first one? Because Jesus talked about it. It's in the Word. Truth will set you free from all this fear.
See, to me, 24 is
huge.
Yeah. Because that's what separates us from the very last days from us living in the last times. Signs and wonders by these false prophets and deceivers.
And they're so convincing, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
That's right.
All right? But how, see, the very elect don't go by what they see.
That's right.
They go by what's in the Word of God.
Yeah.
So the only reason that the very elect are not going to be deceived by this great deception is the Word of God.
It shows you how great these deceptions are going to be.
Amen. Yeah,
it's
this ain't
great. These aren't just, you know, make it rain.
Right?
These are going to be unbelievable deceptions where, like you said, the reason that we're not going to be deceived, because God's not going to allow it.
Right.
He's not going
to
allow it.
The greatest deception that I could think of at this point to deceive many, especially the elect, is people disappearing. I didn't go. I thought I was God's.
Yeah.
Right? I said the prayer. And I'm still here and all those people left. They're gone. Night tribulation starts.
Yeah.
They go, well, it's no use because I've already been missed.
Mm. Oh, you got a good point there.
What
a deception. What if, I mean, really and truly, what if 50% of the population just
vanished?
Vanished.
And you're still here.
Yeah.
right?
There are abductions.
There are abductions, right?
That are real.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I've never thought about what Alan just said, but what a leeway.
Well, all the Christians are waiting to be...
Yeah, raptured.
And like you say, so now these ones on the ground would have to be calling it.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
See, to me, these are great signs and wonders.
Mm-hmm.
But we are not, it's not that we're not going to fall for it because, you know, we're smarter than everyone.
No.
We're not going to fall for it because we have somebody indwelling us and saying, I'm not going to let you fall for it.
What is his job? The one who dwells in us, he is the spirit of what?
Truth.
Comfort. Thank you.
Right?
All truth and all comfort, right?
All things?
Yes.
That's right.
Right? So if you're really and truly converted and you're studying the Word of God, when this deception comes, and remember, it's not coming from the darkness. It tells us in 2 Thessalonians 2:11 that God sends a strong delusion because they did not love the truth.
How about the devil comes as an angel
of light? Yeah, 2 Corinthians.
Right?
Right? Verse chapter 11.
An angel of light.
Curtis, think of that. 15, all
I think,
the world
somewhere around there?
Is headed towards this leftist,
new
world
right
order, globalist,
yeah.
Let's manipulate the children,
mm-hmm.
Let's castrate them, let's celebrate pride. But then somebody comes on board and says, wait a minute, let's go back to the right.
Yeah. And so my wife pointed out, says, ooh, we've already got that on the board. You're right. 2 Corinthians right here, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 10 through 13. Flip over there real quick. And so because we know that these times are coming, we should not be bamboozled by them. We shouldn't be fooled. We shouldn't be afraid. We know these times are right here. It's coming. All right, and so 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul warns about the falsities that are coming up, and starting in verse 10, I would just want to make sure 9 wasn't part of it. There's lacking, brother. Okay. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me from this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Wherefore, because I love you not, God knoweth. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off the occasion of them which desire occasion wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And marvel not, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. All right? He said, I need to keep preaching this, boasting this in Ikea. All right? I can't go to Ikea, but you know where I can boast about the truth of God? In my backyard, right? In Caledonia, in Scottsville. Where you go out tracking, where you meet people, your horseshoer girl, Alan, he's all over the place telling people about Jesus, right? I can't tell you, he's like, if you ever seen a big fat spider and you hit it and how it squirts all over the place, that's how Alan is. You never know where he's going to be.
big squish
in the middle of the road. He's flat. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. He's like the chicken man, right? He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Every time I talk,
he's chicken
talking
man. Somewhere. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And so.
Yeah, true.
All of us ought to be of this spirit, yeah. Knowing that there are false Christs, there are false prophets. Satan himself appears as an angel of light.
That's right.
And the ministers, the ones who are partakers with the lies and the deceit, they appear as ministers of righteousness. When you look at them on the outside, boy, they are whitewashed. But on their inside are dead men's bones, tombs filled with decay,
stink.
Yeah.
You know? So when this deception and I keep saying starts to come. I really think it's been coming for a long time. It's just been maturing. It's just been steaming on the inside.
These words.
Amen. It's these words.
Foundation of time.
Do not be fooled.
Yep.
The closer we get, the worse the deception is going to be. And even unrighteousness will appear to be righteousness. Right? If the light that a man perceives is actually darkness, then how deep is that darkness? Jesus asked that. Right? In Matthew chapter 6, I think, is between 5 and 7. But that's 6. And I think it's right in there where Jesus is talking about the eye, right? And if man perceives it to be light, but it's actually darkness, how deep is the darkness, the deception in that man's heart, that knowing what he's saying is truth is actually a lie?
That's right. So can I just go along with Matthew 24, 24, Revelation 13. So we know that the false prophet has to come before Antichrist.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So look what it says, 13:11, I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spake like a dragon. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and he causes the earth and them that dwell upon the earth to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders,
right,
so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying unto them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image unto the beast whose had the wound by a sword and did live.
Right.
So here's just one of these, the main one,
mm-hmm,
and he's calling down stuff out of heaven, and I'm told I'm going to see that first.
Right.
And not to fall.
And you're going to see this man wounded.
Right. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Now, in Zechariah, it talks about the same account that he's wounded on the right hand.
Right.
His right eye and his right arm are withered.
Withered.
And he is a wound unto death, but yet he doesn't die.
That's right.
All right. So, and I've picked on this. I've been telling it to Deb ever since Trump started running for president the first time. And not that I believe that he is the Antichrist or that he's the false prophet of the Antichrist.
Right.
But I believe he's a forerunner. Just like Obama was a forerunner.
Absolutely.
All of these people, and is he the best vote with who's running? Yeah.
I was better off 4 years ago.
I ruined my faith
4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. He didn't lock everybody up. And so, but did he do some things that were foolish? Amen. You know?
So
and pardon?
So do I.
So do I. Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a hard way to judge somebody when I've got the same problem.
Amen.
So can I say this?
Yes.
Okay, so we like to say, okay, we don't like the left. We don't like Obama, Biden.
Policy. I don't like the right.
We don't like their policies.
Yeah.
But yet we say, but we pray for their soul.
Yeah.
But yet this is unacceptable for Trump. Well, how do I know that God right now is not working through Jesus Christ, through Donald Trump, to get him saved? I don't know that, but yet I gotta throw him under the bus.
I agree with you.
Nebuchadnezzar. How did Nebuchadnezzar get saved?
That's right.
How did he get saved?
That's right.
He stood up on a platform and said, I am Trump. I have trumpeted all this kind of stuff. Yep. I am the greatest. I'm the best. I'm the I am all this. I created all this. And God said, listen, I'm going to make you crawl on the earth on your hands and legs, hands and feet for 3 years. At the end of the 3 years, you're going to know that I'm God.
And we'll see him.
Right.
I believe. I think we agree.
Because when he came out of that, he worshiped the Lord God Almighty, right? He did.
But yet, I can't have this kind of hope for Trump.
We can't. I have this kind of hope for Biden.
Right.
You know? I really do. I have this kind of hope.
They have two different hearts.
Thank you. Yes.
They do have two different hearts that I can see.
Yes. There is a difference between the two. Just
so
like night
I'll
and
say this,
light
and
black.
I probably watch more of this than anybody else. I probably do.
No, not more than me.
Okay.
Okay.
So I saw an interview with Eric Trump, Eric and Laura Trump.
Yeah.
They're Christians.
Yeah.
He came out and said it. So I believe that God may be using him to speak to their father.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. And I don't know what Trump's going to do.
Yeah.
But to just say, well, that's it. He's beyond hope.
Well, AOC's not beyond hope either.
No. Amen.
Right.
AOC.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Pelosi, she's not beyond hope.
He's not beyond hope either.
You know? If God can change...
There are people I get along with better than others.
Amen. Yes, there are. Even in the body of Christ.
Because, you know, I think a lot of the elite, you know, people in positions of power right now, are servants.
Amen.
And they may not even know it.
Well, Jesus said...
But they need prayer, nonetheless.
I think they're the ones that have a hard time getting through the eye of the camel.
Right.
Those people are.
Yeah.
Not that it's impossible, but it's not likely.
God's judge.
Not likely.
Yeah.
But God.
Right? I had a thought, and it went like, poof. So anyhow, so I guess it doesn't matter that much. But what did you say when you started your thing, the very first couple words that you said?
About AOC?
About AOC, about being saved, or could be saved.
We need to pray, yes. Let's,
yes.
Yeah.
All right.
AOC.
I don't know.
Example of an adversary to what we believe.
Yeah. I don't know how the Spirit of God moves on people.
Yeah, right.
I really don't know. I know that if he saved Nebuchadnezzar, he can save anyone. If he saved me, he can save anyone. Right?
I think the real thing is the heart want the truth.
Yes.
You can believe a lie trying to find the truth.
That's why I'm so excited about my grandson, Xander. When he comes, and he's not saved, all right? But he has an honest look, right? He has an honest look.
That's right.
Right? He wants to know. I mean, is he aspirating from time to time? Sure.
Did we?
Yeah.
When we were in his position?
Yeah.
Right?
You know? I didn't have nobody to talk to, right? So I believed whatever the guy says.
Oh,
right?
I tried the occult. I tried all kinds of things trying to get to the truth.
Yeah.
No, and I think we say it all the time, there's no difference between the right and the left. But I do think there is. Because the left has said, we're not praying to Jesus Christ.
Right.
We're
mm-hmm.
not doing this.
They rejected him and
right?
Hillary.
What year was that?
Yeah. Huh?
What year was that?
When Hillary was
2016. Was it
16?
Yeah.
But they had already departed from Christ in 2008.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I'm not saying, once again, that they have this type of Christian morality. The right hasn't moved from that.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of wicked in the right? Yes. But there does seem to be this...
There are some, I believe, decent people in the Republican Party.
Yeah.
I do not believe that anybody in the Democratic Party.
And they still
Party.
Do... I do believe that they think they are invoking the Christian God in
yes.
the prayers.
I think there's some honest guys that are senators.
Did you see
mm-hmm.
the black pastor?
Oh, yes.
It was fantastic.
The young one? Or the,
I probably wouldn't agree with him on a lot of stuff. And I'm like, that guy is nailing it.
Mm-hmm.
They had good speakers.
Hey, I want Donald Trump to get saved.
Oh no, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think.
And to be anything less than that would be out of the will of God.
I don't mind you having.
But we're just talking
opinion.
About.
Yeah,
we're
that
just talking about
me.
Where we stand up there.
Right.
What
mm-hmm.
we see in front of us. You
yeah.
know?
But I'm trying to look deeper. I'm asking God for wisdom on things.
Well, and if you ask God for wisdom, He'll give it.
Right.
If you
and he
seek
uses
truth,
people even that aren't right.
Amen. He always does.
Yeah.
You know, not always, but often in the Word of God, you see God using.
Right.
People that ain't right.
And he's for freedom of worship.
Yeah.
And the other side is not.
Yeah.
Nobody on the other side wants me to have that freedom.
Maybe when we paint our little pictures in our own mind, we should probably not use the broad brush.
Oh, amen.
Probably use the finer brush.
Yes. Yeah.
Because the broad brush never gets it right.
Yeah.
I mean,
amen. Yes.
You got to refine this. You got to understand, and you got to use that.
If you're going to get into the details, and they say that the greatest detail brush is a one-haired paintbrush.
Yeah. And
we have a command. We're supposed to pray for these people.
Yeah.
And I think
all
I agree with Doug. I mean, I think when things like this happen, is instead of reacting immediately in determining you know the answer, step back. Be
mm-hmm.
patient. Let God work it out.
Yeah. No.
I agree.
In that... Taking a deep breath, stepping back, and knowing that there is a strong delusion for those who don't want to step back and look at the truth. Now, and we've all been caught in the delusion, the lie, the deception, one time or another. You know, I've preached from the pulpit things that were not right in the Word of God.
That wasn't deliberate.
No, it was. No, I did not mean to do what I thought.
It just
I believed.
Shows us
that,
how frail
amen.
We are
yes.
And how we need to get into the book.
how much we think we know that we absolutely don't know because we're listening to everything, other things besides the Word of God.
Yeah.
How do we get into the spirit of deception? How do we open ourselves up to that? Well, we start looking at things and considering them real that aren't real, right? We start looking at stuff, AI, right? AI, folks, I really think that this is a more convincing wickedness than what we can imagine right now. And not just
technology being there too.
Yeah. It plays into the beast
because yeah. Satan can't be everywhere all the time. Neither right. can all of his horde, right? So
which he can't even trust.
Yeah, and not even the prayer about Trump praying and the 6-12 fingers and all that kind of stuff. When you look at that place, I think it's 2 Samuel 20, somewhere around in there, where it talks about the king, right, and how big he was, and he had 24 digits, right?
And Galen said, how about the toes?
Yeah, exactly, because there's the toes, there's the fingers, all that kind of stuff. And he was a huge man. He was definitely a descendant of the Nephilim, of the giants, right? And that's what gave him that kind of thing. And
six is all over him.
Amen. And AI has the ability to take my image, what I'm saying is being caught right here on the screen,
right.
And it's being put out over the internet.
They put you in a bar.
Amen. They can put me.
That's right.
They can put me. This image, I'm looking at it right here.
With your girlfriend.
They can have a boyfriend, right? They can do all kinds of wickedness through this technology.
But it does have flaws in it.
Oh, yeah, it does.
The kinks haven't been worked out.
It has it right now. But in the next generation.
Yes.
I heard that 22 years ago. Mm-hmm. My brother-in-law is a photographer.
Yeah.
And he says, what I can do with a photo today is I can put somebody
yes.
I've never met and have
you can cut negatives and slide them together. Yeah.
I can make it look as though you're,
yeah.
it actually happened.
Yeah.
That's 22 years ago.
Yeah. Well, and that's what's still photo.
That image is going to come to life.
Well, now they do the voice and they can do
everything. Yeah, now they can do the voice. They can mimic my actions, the way that I speak.
A couple
I think
words from you.
Amen. They take, I think it's 6 words. They can take 6 of your words and have you speech and preach a whole thing, a whole sermon
you
for
know,
2 hours.
They're analyzing how you walk.
Yes.
Everybody has a different walk.
Yeah.
And they're going to identify you
by
your walk,
your face.
Yeah.
And
there's a thing on the internet now about making you say yes over the telephone and then hang it up.
Yeah,
and they can use that to do get bank loans, get all sorts. They've got your voice.
God's going to pull
yes.
a plug on this thing.
Amen. But it's going to get a lot worse before
yeah.
it gets better because there's got
yeah.
to be a
yeah.
falling away
that's right.
that happens.
That's right.
All
right?
Before the Son of Man, before the... that's not the Son of Man. Before the Deceiver is again, 2 Thessalonians... The Antichrist, before the Son of Perdition is revealed, there's a falling away that happens first.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, before he's revealed. Doesn't mean that he isn't behind the scenes.
Right.
The little horn pulling up 3 other kingdoms. It doesn't mean that all of that isn't already at work. But when he arrives on the scene, there's already a great apostasy
right.
happening. That falling away is not the catching away of the church.
No, that falling away is for him.
Yes.
Most people are going to flock to him.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Those are the ones.
Most Christians believe Christ is coming first. And
yeah.
they're going to fall for it.
So this great deception that's coming, this Son of Perdition, all right, before the Son of Perdition is the moving of the false Holy Spirit.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because there's a false Holy Spirit, there's a false Christ, and there's a false God that gives them the power, which is Lucifer.
Trinity.
It's
you've got to have a Trinity.
Amen. You've got to have the exact polar opposite of truth. So that means there's got to be a false... you called his name a little while ago.
False prophet.
False prophet. Thank you. I couldn't think of the name. But the false prophet. All right? And he's going to do signs and wonders before the Antichrist shows up.
He's the false John the Baptist. And
yes.
He's the false Elijah.
Yes.
Right? He's mm-hmm. the forerunner of Antichrist.
And he may not be physical. This very well could be all spiritual until the Antichrist, the little horn, shows up on the scene. He's doing things in the heavenly realms. He's doing things behind the scenes. Ignore the man behind the curtain. Remember that from The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
All right? Because he had this great picture of the Wizard of Oz, but there's really just a little skinny guy behind it, pulling all the levers and making all the smokes. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So this spirit that is deceiving the nations, doing signs and wonders, literal signs and wonders in the heavens.
Right.
We're going to see things in the skies that were absolutely... If you were not solid in the Word of God, that you too...
You can see the buildup of it. No.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the crescendo in the orchestra.
That's right. That's
so
right.
The verses were brought up, the days of Noah and the days of Lot. Okay, but if you look at it, it says all the world was doing that was right in their own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was.
Everybody
And only
was.
Probably out of 1.5 billion people in the days of Noah, eight get saved.
Yeah.
I don't see that right now.
Right.
Not same thing with Lot.
Mm-hmm.
You probably had a city, Sodom, Gomorrah, Admon, and Zeboah. They figure probably 50,000 people in that area.
Yeah, you ever take a minute? Yeah.
Three, right?
Well, there's only one righteous. His daughters weren't.
Right.
The wife turned into a salt lick
halfway
through the trip.
But he wiped out the rest.
He wiped out the rest.
So, I mean, I still see a Christian morality that is still pretty doing okay in this world.
Well,
we just watched one, John Ray.
Right, yeah.
We're not alone.
Right. No, we're not alone. We are, don't run off to the cave and start telling God you're alone. Because God will say, listen, I've got...
That's the broad stroke.
Yeah.
That's the broad stroke.
Yes, that's the broad stroke.
That's right.
We need to be looking so intently at the scripture that the times and seasons don't deceive us.
The thing is, Elijah didn't know there was a remnant. He wasn't aware of it.
He wasn't aware of it.
He didn't know it.
That's
right. And God said, I have so many, how many prophecies?
7,000.
7,000 that had not bent their knee to Baal. All
right?
So we might think we're the only ones, right? And we in this area, we may be, all right? And Northern Western New York, there's not a whole bunch of people, but there are some. They may not know who we are, and we may not know who they are. God knows what's right and what's wrong. God knows.
They don't need men. They need the Bible.
They need
the
Bible.
They can come to this on their own.
On their own.
Sitting in their own living room.
Yeah.
Well, once again, you look at timing, and you, like we said, spirits. These are spirits that are coming to people that are going to turn the whole world against us.
Yeah.
It says, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs. Three unclean spirits like
frogs
come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet.
Right.
So they are devils.
Yes, they are devils.
Right?
Yeah.
For they are spirits of devils working miracles,
mm-hmm.
which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world.
Yes.
To gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, that still has to happen.
Yeah. Hasn't happened yet. But we're watching the boiling. It's like watching your water come to boil. Right? You see the little bitty bubbles. And will it scald you? Yeah. Will it boil the meat off you? Not yet. Okay?
Well, what you see is the stuff that's like preparation.
Right.
Thank you.
Prepping for this now.
Right.
I can see this next step.
What kind of person would want to take their child and castrate them? That's a devil.
Yeah.
Telling that parent to do that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You just wouldn't.
Parent would take their kid to a transgender book reading?
That didn't happen until... Recently.
Yes.
Yeah,
those things were just
recently. That happened all through history.
Oh, yeah. That didn't happen in the 1800s.
That's right.
Right? That didn't happen in the 1960s or the 70s or the 80s. You had to be prepped. So what happened? Way back then, we walked away from the morality that's in the Bible in the 1950s.
Yes.
The 1960 generation grew up and became adults with no real foundation. Then they said drug, sex, and rock and roll. If it feels good, do it. Right? And all of those slogans, all of that mindset came out. In the 1970s, you see homosexuality coming out of the closet. Okay? 1980s, you see the accepting of that with the Dorothy parades and all that kind of stuff that was going on. Does anyone remember those
Absolutely. Things? And now we've come full circle where you can't speak against that.
Yes.
Or you're the hater.
Yeah, amen.
Right? Yeah.
Amen.
There's a friend, like you're saying, there's a progression to
yes.
all these things.
A crescendo.
Yes.
It starts with a real low rumbling in the back of the orchestra with the kettle drums. And then all of the rest starts getting in. When all of the band comes together, then the director, what's he called?
Conductor.
The conductor, he brings his arms together and brings up the volume of it all. And he goes like this, and they all start with every ounce of energy they have. They make this noise.
Right.
We're watching the crescendo.
Yeah.
We're seeing it start with small, and it's pulling from pianissimo, right? Isn't that it? Where did that come from? So it starts with this pianissimo. It's very silent, soft, smooth thing. And it starts going and going. Now, this is just in a few moments in an orchestra. Now, if you are outside of time, you are an eternal being.
Right.
What is a couple thousand years?
That's right. Right. Like you said, you see the bubbling, the boiling of a volcano.
Yes.
That takes hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years, or tens of years, and you're seeing it bubble. Then when it explodes, it's over.
It's over.
It explodes. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. It was in Italy. They're still digging
Vesuvius?
Up.
Vesuvius?
Pompeii. Pompeii.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Pompeii. It was. Yeah. It erupted like 50 times before the big eruption.
Right.
Right. Right? But it had been boiling in the cauldrons underneath the earth for 100 years. Right? And they felt the earthquakes. They felt they smelt the sulfur.
Yeah.
But nobody took the warning.
I think there's like events that happen in human history that cause you to go, that's history.
Yep.
Hitler.
Yep.
That's history.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's, I think a lot of people were thinking end of the world.
Yeah.
Here comes the Antichrist.
Yep.
You know what I mean? There are events in history that make you go, this is historical. And I believe what happened Saturday
was
historical. Let's be patient to see where that leads.
Right. Mm-hmm. Don't jump the gun on anything.
Sure.
We know that through these scriptures, and we didn't even talk about 2 Peter, but he's just talking about false prophets and false teachers coming up. There are going to be, and this is why Jesus said, if they say that Christ is over there, if he's over there, don't believe them. All of these are just the beginning of the deception. When they say that when Trump was shot in the ear, that it was actually an anointing from Moses to make him part of the Levitical priesthood? That's... No! Okay, no! If you look at that anointing from Leviticus, and you look at it, it's mentioned again in Exodus chapter 20, you look at those events and the way that it was done, that was for Aaron, and Aaron alone.
Right, and that also goes aligned with when he ran the first time, it's the last Trump.
Yeah.
You're like, that's not what it's talking about.
Amen. So we can get so
caught
up.
But they are there to be part of a deception.
Yes, they are there.
They are there to get your attention.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think it preys on our hearts. What our hearts want. Our hearts want a Savior. Our hearts want Trump to restore America.
Right.
And as we go down the line, timeline, there's going to be these events, the false Christ in the desert, because it's going to play in our hearts.
Right.
It's going to be so bad.
Right.
Oh, Jesus is in the desert? You know, run over there, because you're going to want, it's like the itching ears.
Amen.
You're going to want that. But you have to have a heart for God, the real God.
Well, you've got to have the Holy Spirit directing you into all truth, that you would not be deceived.
I don't see me going to him. I see him
coming,
to
me. Yeah.
Right.
And how's he going to come to you? Through the internet, through TV, through the radio, right? He's going to, because he's the prince of the power of what? The air. Wireless. You could jump on a soapbox there real quick. Smart houses, right?
Your whole house is controlled by the internet?
I think there's going to be a big consequence for that.
There really is.
If you go smart, you're
locked in your house.
Locked you in.
You know?
Yeah.
Wait till everybody's in the house. We're going to lock the doors. And you know what? Since I have the power of the gas, I'm going to turn off your pilot lights, and I'm going to turn on the gas in your house. And then I'm going to make the pilot light come back on, and it's going to explode.
Oh, you're crazy.
I know. You're a conspiracy guy.
They had a movie about that probably 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Smart house.
And down here.
Yeah.
Well, back in the 60s, Star Trek, the flip phones.
Yeah.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah.
You know, right? And now we've gone past that. But these are all parts of the deception. And as we go through the process of time, we know that there is a day that time is going to be no more, as we know it, right? Because Scripture says that there's going to be a time where time is, the confines of time, when we enter into eternity, the confines of time no longer have dominion over you because you're eternal. You pass from this life into life eternal.
There's no need for a time then.
Yes.
Today there's a need for
there's
time.
There's a need for time. There's a need for seasons.
You need it. And testing,
yes.
You need time.
Yep. Yeah, that's why we start church at a certain time and folks just show up when they want to. No.
Sorry about that.
I was really talking about Doug there. Yeah. So.
I pulled back and I've learned to be more patient.
Yeah.
Is you have seen nations
yes.
move to the right.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
A shift.
And
what? Right?
And I know at least one of them for sure. I don't know about Italy. I don't know. Well, actually, Poland.
Hungary.
But the El Salvador is the one that gets me.
Right.
Because that guy said we started praying to Jesus mm-hmm. Christ first.
And Trump ridiculed them in his last speech.
He did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Trump ridiculed the country, the nation of El Salvador.
I don't think he's heard from him, though.
Right.
But, you're right.
But he did. Yeah.
He did not recognize that for what it was.
Right. He didn't recognize. Again, like COVID, I don't think he recognized COVID for what it was. I believe he believed what he was told. Right? His advisors. If he's not born again, he has no basis for truth.
That's right.
So he'll believe whatever somebody tells him.
That's right.
Right?
I'm sure somebody will tell him.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
If it's known, there are people around him.
Mm-hmm. I think he knows more now than what he knew when it started. Right? If it were all to go again, would he go the same way? I don't know. I don't think any of. I would pray that 99% of the folks that went believing COVID and the whole lie about it would not go that way again.
Well, I know. If you notice who he had Franklin Graham on.
Yeah.
And I saw Charlie Kirk, which, you know.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan, baby.
I think he's a Calvinist.
Yeah.
But Charlie Kirk was saying, if you notice, he's not surrounding himself with Dominion Now
right.
group.
Yes.
Paul
right.
White,
mm-hmm.
that group. Remember he surrounded himself
yep,
with
that
group the
yep.
first time around? And Charlie Kirk says he's gotten away from that group.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I heard that the Grahams were Masons.
Yeah. I don't know. You know. And I don't know.
And that's it. Don't react to what you heard.
Right. Exactly.
What I do know
is that I have a promise from God.
That's right.
That there will be a deceiver coming and that God's going to allow that deception to happen. God sends the strong delusion.
Right.
It doesn't come from the darkness,
your
it comes
hope
from the
never
light.
Be in a man, it always should be in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the
Amen.
Reason he sends the strong delusion is because you love not the word of the truth.
Yes.
If you love the word of the truth and you have the spirit in you, don't worry about it.
Go ahead, Deb.
And the reason deception works is because of our pride. Because we want to know. We want to be able to say
right.
we
yeah.
know, right?
Right?
So that's why he asks us to be humble.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
yeah.
know is a really good answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah
it,
right.
Yeah. You. We can't say,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And
well,
that
is
fine.
That's why Satan's kingdom is divided.
Yes.
His pride is in all of them.
Yes.
They all want to be the boss.
The one who says, I am the one.
Dr. Seuss talked about the two yaks, the one heading north and the one heading south, and when they ran into each other, I'm not going to the east or the west, I'm not going to the east or the west, I'm heading south, I'm heading, I think I have that backwards, I think I'm not, yeah, it was east, anyhow, they ran into each other, and they wouldn't move, and they stood there and argued and argued and argued, and a whole metropolis built up around them, and they would not step aside one to another because of pride. They ended up dying right there.
And
you know,
clearly is a prideful narcissist. You listen to that opera song they sing at the end of it.
Figaro.
You know what he's saying? Did you hear what the words have been translated into English? You tried to kill me, and I'm gonna get you.
Who?
Vengeance is Trump's.
Well, I didn't hear the. I didn't listen that long.
There's an opera tune that you know how
was
he
it,
plays
what?
All this sing along music
yeah.
in the 80s and.
Right.
But there's a song he plays at the end of every single one. He played it at the RNC, this opera singer. And he's singing in Italian.
Wow.
When you translate the words into English, he's saying, you tried to assassinate me.
I'm going to have to look that up because
yeah.
I haven't thought that.
That
yet. That's pretty cool.
But to me, this is, I look at Trump as a Jehu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. And so it's pretty interesting. And we're just starting this. Be not deceived. There's a lot when we really get into digging into the scripture, and we will. We touched on some of these today, but all of these that I have written up here are, even if you read these, there are many faceted layers in all of them, right? And the deception doesn't come on the scene all at one time.
Right.
Bam, it's here, and everybody gets fooled.
Yeah.
It's Casting Crowns has this song called A Slow Fade. No man just walks away all at one time.
Right.
It's a slow thing. It takes years. You come to it and it just slowly drags you away from the truth. We start looking at things that are not true, being entertained. Amusement means the disconnection of your mind to reality.
Right.
All right? And we start leaning into amusement and not to be mused.
Without musing.
Without musing, without meditating, without thinking on these things in a realistic sense. So how do you not be deceived? Well, we talked about it today. You got to know truth. Well, how do you know truth? You only know truth through one thing, and that is the King James Bible. And I know that other folks say, well, my Bible's just as good. Oh, no, your Bible's not just as good if it's not the Word of God. If it's not the same, guess what it is?
Different.
You're deceived.
You're deceived.
If
different.
They have a Bible, it should have a testimony. And
yes.
It doesn't.
And it doesn't.
This one has a testimony.
Yeah. And we will get into, in this deception, why we, and this is on my blackboard in my office, why we believe the King James Bible is the Bible for all Bibles. It is the Word of God. And
it was prophesied.
And
that which is perfect is come.
Is come, yeah. And so we'll get into all of that. But the deception started long time ago.
Right.
All right, long time ago.
From the garden.
Well, and Cain, don't you know that evil is right outside the door, but it should not have its way with you. Right? Deception is right outside the door. But it should not have dominion over you. A lot of people who call themselves Christian are sucked up in the delusion, in the deception. They're sucked up thinking.
Slow down and pray.
Amen.
God, don't let me be deceived.
Amen. Don't let me. Amen.
Don't
There's
jump
a
to everything, like some of the things that we've seen in the last couple
yeah.
of weeks.
Yeah.
Don't just jump,
don't
into,
just jump
it
into it. Yeah.
And make the decision on what it
mm-hmm.
is.
Yeah.
Give it a little time.
Right.
To
give
it
a little.
Let it play out.
Let
see.
It boil.
I agree.
Yeah, let it boil. Let it, because again,
it should get your attention though.
It's a firework.
Yeah, it should get your attention, but don't make the decision.
And it shot up, and it went bang, and everybody went, ooh, ah, and then the sparkles disappeared.
Yeah.
Right?
The last Saturday's already starting to fade.
Oh yeah.
It's already starting.
Well, the news cycle. Anyone here know how long the news cycle really is? About 2 hours. That's,
I believe it. I
until
believe
the
that.
Next thing comes
until,
out, which is...
And which they manufactured the next thing. All right? So anyhow, I was supposed to stop talking a little while ago. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and praise God for this. I'm excited about the study. Practical Christianity, do not be deceived. And we'll be getting into those things deeper as the weeks progress. Father, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you so much for the time we spent together. I do pray for this group and anybody within the sound of the voice, the teaching of this, Lord, that they would come to love truth. Lord God, that we would not be easily deceived. Lord, that we could keep our eyes, our heart, our lives focused on the truth of God, your word, being led by your spirit, that we would pray for wisdom and patience and humility and meekness, Lord Jesus, that in these days of turmoil, we can be that solid foundation that's held on to the cornerstone. Lord, Father, we thank you and we praise you for those things. In Jesus' name, amen.